This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me. Thank you so much for listening. And now it's that time on Friday when you know the weekend has begun. It's the most fun you can have with your radio on. It's time for the Harris Challenge. And to play, we need contestants. And you can be one of them as long as you have not been on in the last 60 days. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. And I think I would be remiss in my responsibilities if I didn't take a moment to thank those of you who continue listening to us through the storm that is affecting your radio reception. And I will just remind you that there is a way to get a clearer KTRS signal into your eardrums, and that is to download the free KTRS app. We have one for iPhone. We have one for Android. It's a digital feed directly from the studio, and you won't have the thunderstorms affecting your reception. You won't... You won't get the...
That's the lightning detector.
Yeah, that's our storm...
Early warning system.
Yes. Action storm forecast radar detector.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know the technical name. Thank you.
Yeah.
But I knew we've had it in effect for a long time. And if you want to avoid hearing that, just download the app. And then, you know, if you hook up the phone to your car radio, you can listen to us on the way home much clearer than on stormy days like this would allow you to through your amplified modulation system.
Wow.
Is that what AM stands for?
Yes.
Okay. It's been a long time since I
amplitude,
got my...
not amplified, amplitude modulation.
Oh, see? I would have failed my FCC third with endorsements.
Yes, yes. Your frequency your modulation and amplitude modulation. Yes.
If you play the Harris Challenge, you are not only getting a chance to come on the radio and plug something in what we call the 5-second cheap plug opportunity, a unique broadcast opportunity to suck up to the boss or shout out to a friend or just say hello to the family. You're also playing for fabulous prizes chosen especially for you by this guy.
Oh, yeah. Right, Paul. We have 12 free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
With 2 locations. Florissant and Cottleville.
Cottleville. Did you slow down this week because you went so fast last week?
Yes, I did.
I could tell.
Yes. Also from Peroni's Pizzeria, we have a gift card. They have 2 locations in Florissant and in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. Also from Werenberg Theaters. We have movie passes. You might want to see Sully.
Oh, man, that's a good movie with Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah. Or the other one that we have. I can't remember what it is, but I won't check that.
Nice
right
plug.
Now. But we do have a couple of them.
Make sure you send us to Lauren.
Hang on a second. Yes. Hold on. We have Sully and we... Oh, Snowden.
Oh, Snowden.
Snowden, man. We have
terrific new movie out today with Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Edward Snowden. Yeah. I gave it an 8.5 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. We also have a pair of tickets to see the Fab Four, the ultimate tribute to the Beatles. That's coming up October 7th at the Family Arena. If you want to buy tickets, they're available at the Family Arena box office or through MetroTix.
And if you get all the questions right in your category, you get a bonus.
It's the clean sweep. You get a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar. They're at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Go to Candici's.net.
All right, let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. As I said, you get 5 seconds to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Well, I just have a shout out to all my daughters. I got 5-year-old daughters.
Say their names. Say their names.
Christine, Michelle, Becky, Trish, and Katie.
Okay. Was that in age order?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Nicely done.
And I have I have 13 grandkids, and they're
26 to 6 months.
Wow.
Good grief. Don't name all that.
Well, congratulations on the big family there, and more importantly, congratulations on supporting them financially, which nobody nobody ever brings that up when you talk about big families. They were here, right here, Mike, an American hero.
Yeah,
5 kids and 13 grandchildren. Mike,
yes,
let me turn on the semi-random category computer.
Okay.
And you tell tell me which of the categories you would like to play. Number one category every week is called Have You Been Paying Attention? Category two, Oliver Stone movies not named Snowden. Or category three, Not Gonna Win an Emmy Award.
Let's go with Have You Paying Attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. By the way, who's the woman who's helping you out there?
Elizabeth.
Is she your wife?
Oh, certainly.
Is she the mother? Is she the mother of your five children?
Yes, sir.
And the grandmother of the 13 grandchildren?
You got it.
Also an American hero.
Uh-huh. So it's going to be a team job, teamwork.
All right, Mike and Elizabeth.
Oh, we're going to team you. You got it.
Let's see if you've been paying attention. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which company announced this week is buying Monsanto for $66 billion?
Bear.
Correct. Which St. Louis-based rapper owes $2.4 million to the federal government and almost $150,000 to the state of Missouri for unpaid taxes?
Nelly.
Correct. Which company's Galaxy Note 7 has been recalled by the Consumer Product Safety Commission because it might explode?
Samsung.
Samsung is right. What social media outlet streamed its first NFL game last week? Last night, I'm sorry.
Netflix.
No, it was Twitter. Which car company announced this week that it is moving production of all of its small cars from the U.S. to Mexico?
GM.
It's Ford. By the way, just to go back to the Bayer question, $66 billion for Monsanto. Just to our listeners who work at Monsanto, I want you to remember one thing. When they have the staff meeting, and they will, they're going to have a staff meeting, the whole staff's going to gather together, might be in a conference room, might be in a cafeteria, wherever it is, the new people are going to come in, and they're going to say the following. We wouldn't have bought this place if it weren't for the people who work here. If it weren't for you, this company wouldn't be worth $66 billion.
Right.
And we're proud, proud to have you as our new employees. As soon as that staff meeting is over, you should immediately go to your computer and work on your resume because you're getting fired.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Take it from my experience. When one big company takes over another big company, everybody's screwed.
And when they give you that speech, if they don't give you that speech, chances are you might be okay.
You might be okay. But when they give you that, we would not have bought it if it weren't for the people who worked here.
Yeah.
Get your resumes ready.
Everyone is safe. We just want to let everyone know.
And on the Nelly story, did you see this, that there are people who think that they can stream Nelly songs on Spotify and Pandora and make enough royalty money for him to pay off the $2.4 million to the federal to the IRS?
Yes. It's like a quarter of a cent.
Not even that much. It's like 0.05 of a cent. Spin Magazine ran the numbers. You would have to stream Nelly songs 287 million times in order for him to cover that. And by the way, why aren't you saying to yourself, he should be paying that? Why not? Why am I involved in this?
Help me
with my
bills.
Mike and Elizabeth, you got the one and the two and the three, but that's only 6 points. And as you know, on the challenge, if you do not win, you get punished.
So, you didn't say who's going to punish us.
Well, I will tell you right now, thanks to our colleague Frank Ladd, he found some audio from a beauty pageant contestant. It was not the woman who won the Miss America pageant on Sunday night, who had the perfect name from Arkansas, Savvy Shields, which I think they sell at Walgreens for women to put under their dresses. It protects your armpits, doesn't it? The Savvy Shield?
Which, by the way, we watched that. We watched a little bit of that.
Yeah.
It was Miss Congeniality, the movie.
I'm telling you. Oh, yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Well, we don't have Punisher music from this year's Miss America pageant, but we do, thanks to Frank, have audio from the 1993 Miss Arizona pageant, particularly from the talent portion. Ladies and gentlemen, here, playing the trumpet to a disco version of the Star Wars theme, is your Miss Arizona wannabe, Stacy Hedger. Comes now.
Oh my!
Oh.
Might be in the wrong key.
You think so?
Yeah.
Is she singing in her
No, she's just playing the trumpet, and then and then during the part where she doesn't play the trumpet here in a little while, that's all right, that's enough. A little bit later on, she dances around on the stage holding the trumpet while the Miko Disco Star Wars version plays. Wow, that's thank you, Frank. That was a great one. Mike and Elizabeth, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you and the 18 family members we mentioned have a great weekend.
In there too.
Say hello to all of them for me too. Thanks for playing. Here's our second contestant. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
Hey, what's up?
Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm going to go with the iPhoneHero.com. Sometimes your phone breaks, all the time you're busy. Let us come to you to fix it.
Plug it again.
iPhoneHero.com.
Okay. Three categories to choose from here, Andrew. You can have Oliver Stone movies not named Snowden, not going to win an Emmy Award, or Multiple Choice Week.
I'm going to go with Oliver Stone movies,
okay,
not called Snowden.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What 1987 Oliver Stone movie starred Charlie Sheen, Michael Douglas, and Daryl Hannah?
Pass.
What 1986 Oliver Stone war movie starred Charlie Sheen, Tom Berenger, and Willem Dafoe?
Born on the 4th of July?
It was Platoon. For which 1990 Oliver Stone movie did he win a Best Director Oscar?
Wall Street?
Born on the 4th of July. Oliver Stone made two movies with the name of a U.S. president in the title. For 2 points each, name them.
JFK and W.
And Nixon would it be the other one? I'm going to give you W because I hadn't considered it. I'll give you the points. What was the name of Stone's 1990 movie that starred Al Pacino as a football coach?
1990?
Yeah.
Any Given Sunday?
Correct. All right. What was the movie with Charlie Sheen, Michael Douglas, and Daryl Hannah?
Wall Street.
Right at the buzzer, he says Wall Street, and you are correct, Andrew. So you got the 5, you got the 4, you got the 1 for a total of 10 points and a win. Congratulations.
Sweet. AM and the PM, baby.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing. And we go on to our third contestant, who's also named Mike. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. Great to be here.
5 seconds to plug something?
The only thing it's worth plugging is being AM and the PM.
Okay. Thank you. Which category would you like? Not going to win an Emmy Award, Multiple Choice Week, or our new third category, Today in History?
Let's do Multiple Choice Week.
60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What rolled through Fuzhou, China the other day during a typhoon? A giant inflatable moon, a giant inflatable panda bear, or a giant inflatable fortune cookie?
Fortune cookie.
It was a moon. Which city has removed internet browsing capabilities from its Wi-Fi kiosks because people were watching porn and pleasuring themselves? San Francisco, Boston, or New York?
New York.
Correct. What is the format of a new internet radio station started this week in the UK? All bagpipes all the time. Music by Dead Rockers Only, or lectures on math and science?
Dead Rockers Only.
Correct. Which actress owns a company that could be acquired by Unilever for $1 billion? Jessica Alba, Kim Kardashian, Gwyneth Paltrow?
Kardashian.
Jessica Alba. In what state is a 65-year-old woman who lives in a treehouse being told she has to take it down because it's unsafe? California, Texas, or Florida?
Sounds like Florida.
You've listened to a lot of knuckleheads in the news over the years, haven't you?
Yeah.
You know, in stories like that, always default to Florida. That is the correct answer. By the way, Jessica Alba co-owns this company called Honest Company. I never heard of them. They're worth $1 billion. Wow. And the new internet radio station was inspired to just play Dead Rockers because so many people wanted to hear Prince music and David Bowie music this year. But then when people die next year, I guess they'll add them to the format. Let's see how you did here, Mike. You got the 5, you got the 3, you got the 2. Hey, that's 10 points, and you're a winner as well. Congratulations.
Great. Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. Hang on. Dan will tell you about your prizes, and I will meet our 4th contestant. Hello, Pat.
Hello, Paul. Long-time listener.
Thank you so much. Tell us about yourself.
I want to say hi to my 6 grandchildren, Junebug, Amila, Brooklyn, Gabriella, Adeline, and soon-to-be-born Azoria.
Wow. Those are exotic names. What does Azoria mean? Is it some special meaning?
Now, that I don't know. We're going to call her Zoe for short. I'm going to call her Peanut.
Okay. All right. Zoe's perfectly nice. It's a beautiful name, as is Azoria. You know, whatever floats your boat. That's my attitude about everyone in life, including me.
They're not my names. They're my kids pick the names out.
I'm saying whatever you do in your life is okay with me, because Ian is facing the window behind me here at Westport Plaza. You know, we have a picture window here, and apparently the bronies are in town for their convention. Do you know what bronies are, Pat?
I know what a jabroni is, but I don't know what a brony is, no.
Bronies are, how would you describe them? Grown men and women who are big fans of My Little Pony.
A kid show.
A kid show, which is designed essentially for three-year-olds, I think. And they're prancing through here dressed up as characters from the show in full costume in their 20s and 30s.
That's a bit much.
Whatever floats your boat, this is where I apply the policy. And Ian goes, eh.
Sometimes there's a line that can be crossed.
Ian said to me earlier, you know, Paul, I'm usually with you on things like this, but I don't know. Anyway, Pat, which category would you like of the two we have here? Not going to win an Emmy Award or Today in History?
Oh, let's do the Emmys.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these is not nominated for Best Drama Series this year? Mr. Robot, Better Call Saul, or Bloodline?
Frontline.
Bloodline it is. I'll give it to you. Which of these is not nominated for Best Comedy Series? Mike and Molly, Master of None, or Blackish?
Mike and Molly.
Correct. Which of these is not nominated for Best Limited Series? Fargo, Roots, or Sherlock?
Sherlock.
Correct. Which of these is not nominated for Best Variety Talk Series? Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Late Late Show with James Corden, or Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld?
I'll take the one with Seinfeld.
No, it's Colbert. Not nominated. Which of these is not nominated for Best Reality Competition Program? Dancing with the Stars, American Ninja Warrior, or Survivor?
Survivor.
The correct answer is Survivor. And you got them all but the four-pointer, Pat, for a total of 11, and you're a winner as well.
Thank you, Paul.
Congratulations. All you got to do is get eight or better to win. Let's see if our final contestant can do that. Hello, John.
Hi, Paul. Long-time listener.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Who was that last one that you just did?
That was Pat on line four. John, tell us about yourself.
Let's see. I'd like to say hi to my wife, Jean. Don't have a huge family like the first caller. Our daughters, Abby and Gabrielle. Hopefully my parents in Florida listening on the app.
Nice.
And the great people at Frankly to Acura. And I'm going to mention three small businesses that I do that I have had very good service from. The Wine Barrel in Lindbergh, Positive Energy Electric, and Audio Visual Designs. They'll install TVs and sound systems for you.
All right, John, we have one category left. Today in History.
I'll take Today in History.
Good choice. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which professional sports team was given permission to move from St. Louis to another city in 1953? The Hawks, the Browns, or the Spirit?
The Hawks.
The Browns. Which group recorded an album at the Egyptian pyramids on this day in 1978? Santana, Grateful Dead, Rolling Stones?
The Egyptian pyramids. Santana.
Grateful Dead.
Oh boy.
Which president signed the first military draft into law? Abraham Lincoln, Woodrow Wilson, or FDR?
FDR.
Correct. Where was the military installation where Aaron Alexis killed 12 people on this day in 2013? Was it in Washington, D.C., Chattanooga, or San Antonio?
I think that was D.C.
Yeah, the Navy Yard. Which group released the song Rapper's Delight on this day in 1979? The Sugar Hill Gang, the Hughes Corporation, or Run DMC?
In what year was it?
79.
Oh, Lord. Sugar Hill Gang.
Yeah, the buzzer sounded before you got it out, though.
Darn it.
It is the Sugar Hill Gang.
Just a guess.
Yeah, but time caught up with you there. So you got the three-pointer and the four-pointer, and that's all. So
dear.
Just below the punishment threshold, John, which means we go back to the Miss Arizona 1993 pageant and the musical stylings of contestant Stacey Hedger.
Now, Pat's said this reminds him a lot of me playing harmonica.
You know, it does.
What?
Trumpet, yeah.
Except your harmonica's all... Maybe you could give us a little sample.
I don't hear it.
Can you do the Star Wars theme on your harmonica?
Oh, sure. I'll play along with this.
Okay. Because Stacy's dancing now. You know what? I've never said this to Dan before, but R2-D2 makes you sound better.
Yeah.
John, I'm sorry that, you had to hear that, but I'm glad you called.
Quite delightful. Thank you, Paul. I miss the days when you were in the middle of the day in the middle of America, and I am AM in the PM, guys.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you very much, John. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
That's the Harris Challenge for this week. We will all be off next week, but it will return 2 weeks from today, right here on the Big 550 KTRS, around 5:15 on that Friday afternoon. And, of course, you can catch up with the archives on my website anytime. That's harrisonline.com.